the fuck doesn't love Jason, though? Thanks for coming out, guys. The first few pieces I'm going to read is from this broadside. It came about after a recent trip back in March out to L.A. John Dorsey and I went out and read for a beat festival with S.A. Griffin out in Venice Beach. This was produced. It's got John's work, my work, S.A.'s work, the late Scott Wahlberg's work. There's only like 200 of these, so. That's why I love this motherfucker. Anyway, the first few poems are about this this female that shows up. We've seen her in a few different cities, and she's like this ghost. We get like 20 minutes with her, and then she just disappears. The first one is I See You in Cities, poem number one for Brittany. Eating pussy for America, your back pocket stained with Bourbon Street filth, handing you a half-empty beer can. You poured what remained slowly into your mouth, your tongue quite tired, taking long trips in circles, spreading love's folds, a gift you give to a maddened world. The answer to the question I ask, you already know. How many licks does it take to get to the center of human kindness? I See You in Cities, poem number two for Brittany. Out of darkness, stumbling beyond a beat, you've materialized again. Shoulders draped in a white scarf. Nobody in a crowd has a face, only you do. With a Ginsberg book laid across my lap, I stare into your eyes, see ripples on the surface of wishing wells, and whisper. And I believe your words to be true. Hate is a finger that tickles too many in these times. It gets tougher daily to float on breezes without love weighing you down. Blue socks damped and stained with Venice Boulevard. You wrapped your arms around my ribs before stepping over the threshold of my heart's front door, and I've never had a ghost inside me quite as lovely. All right, so in April we was out here. We had the release for this book, A Finger in the Hornet's Nest, which was put out by Red Flag Poetry. This collection's great. I love it. It's got a lot of my growing up history from the small town I was in. So I'm going to read a few poems from this. Some are short, a few are longer. But this is Yes. Yes, you only live once. Be something worth bearing. That's it. Some of these are just fucking short. Wingless. You could pull all the birds from out of the sky and try to convince them not to fly, but they will fly again. It's all that they know. They were designed for great heights and long free falls. You see, humans were designed this way too, except that they were not given the ability to fly to accomplish these feats. They were simply just given the ability to love. I fear that one day we may all begin to bleed out while the paramedics diagnose us as the generations who should have known better. Sybil, like the clock's hands, the bullet moves slowly, and it whistles a tune I can hear all the way into my love-blackened brain. Pam was my social studies teacher. I was 15. She had a smile that made 8 o'clock in the morning seem very desirable. I spent most classes hugged up close to a desk with a hard-on tucked away like a hand grenade, daydreaming that Pam and I were grinding bare hips in the utility closet, disregarding age and legal consequences while D'Angelo sang us to release from the one small speaker on my portable disc player. And no matter how screwed up those days of my youth were, when the bell signified the end of her class, my soul splintered like small pieces of butterscotch that would stick in the rotten teeth of my awkward teenage reality. I still wish that we had acted out and inspired a movie for the Lifetime Channel that ended happily ever after. Lori, inside my chest was a cage without a perch. My heart, it got filthy from lying on its floor and throbbing for you. Sierra, a hickey sucked on the skin above your heart, the only wound ever inflicted over and over without pain. Brandy, I wish that wishbones were actually more wishes than bones. All right, so the next runs in these book are, they're all 14 lines. When I sat down, I just went through some of the past, some of the recent, more like the sonnets that Berrigan did, more personal poems. So there's a run of eight that was in this collection. So I'm just gonna run through them. Number one, rust tints pale skin. Jagged edges tear holes completely. Through the knees of pants, don't climb the fence, junkyard. Hubcaps shaped like waning crescent moons. Leaning against building walls. Last quarter, last dime, last nickel, last penny. That's 41 cents. I haven't seen Flannery in 20 years. It's my own foolish fault. No longer a teenage boy chasing girls like the clock hands chased the ghost of a second ago in a black trench coat and dancing shoes with dirty soles. It's not as bad as it looks for Greg Edmondson's farm bird, which there's a long story to that at the Osage Arts Community. Greg got drunk, tried to cook a chicken. He cooked a chicken, all right. Yeah, we had Greek food that night. It's not as bad as it looks for Greg Edmondson's farm bird. With dingy feathers and soiled feet, you scratched impressions on the wire as the Osage moon illuminated the coop like streetlights on a glass door of an adoption agency, roosting with the ghosts of the hundreds of children you could never nurture. A factory worker punching the time clock until death punched back. Now the blood of well intentions drip quietly. Greg, will you please give John a hug? Rye whiskey is great, and there is never a good time to drink anything cucumber. Half a lime for a pillow and a burgundy wine blanket are nice, yet irrelevant when cooked for hours in the heat of an artist's heart. Number three for Nadia Wolniski. Nadia is a poet down in Dallas who we visited quite a bit over the last couple of years. She's fantastic, and this poem's for her. I assume that it is hard for people like us to keep secrets from the coroner when our body is up on the slab and our blood is no longer in prison. Now death and coffee are only as dark as you wish them to be. Human brains confuse me. A switchblade penetrates, and I'm not sure I even mind. I once wrote that I felt like a drunk hummingbird. You once wrote that you felt like a firefly leaking light. It's 5:06 p.m. as I sit here writing this. Raindrops fall down the window pane, and two black birds sit on the power lines outside. Clock hands chase the ghosts of a second ago. And with a finger in the hornet's nest, we are all eventually bound to have something wet on the laces of our souls. Number four. This piece came around. there's a run of pieces in here, and it was the first time I'd sat down and really addressed my grandmother's passing. She passed away about 6 years ago from cancer, and I'd really never touched on that until this collection. So this is number four. And it's always sad to see when the spring desires become trumped by cold winters that linger for weeks too long. Now the robins don't sing quite yet. The sunrise is a silent movie, less than exciting. You watch your collection of Denzel Washington films over and over again, excited. You crochet afghans for great-grandchildren with pieces of your soul in the hooks. You talk about how your body was once a state-of-the-art incubator, young and dialed in, but how now it's just an igloo for guts and organ cancers. You sigh and you say, by God, we should already be seeing daffodils in bloom. I take a sip of my coffee and treasure the moment. Number five. She asks me if I still have a war brain. Our dirty fingers picking up garbage that two stray cats had scattered. A black one with a white face and an orange one with a short tail. She looks so damn mean with red cheeks and gritted teeth. She asks, do you think that you can kill them? I remember listening to the radio transmissions, working the overnight shift with Sybil. I remember holding on to her when the car bomb exploded next to the landing zone that morning in 2005. Now 20 minutes late for work already, I held an empty tuna can like it was a lover's hand. Number six. Recently, I had a dream of a river snaking through my head. The sign said, the Blood River. Yet the water was not blood. The water was not even red. The water was just water. I sat on the banks of the river and watched it move around half-buried obstructions. I could see the bottom from where I sat. It was shallow and dimly shimmered like the guts of a wishing well without coins. Last quarter, last nickel, or last dime, last nickel, last penny, 41 cents. I have never been a rich man, just a dreamer punching the time clock, waiting for someone to reshuffle life and deal the goddamn deck again. Number seven. Oh, a small bird. Oh, a seashell. Oh, a small button from my uncle's coat. For a moment, collecting invisible objects, putting them inside a handbag. He walked to her, hugged her, kissed her. Walked together to a table beside us. She opened up her bag. They look inside. Oh, you found such beautiful things. I remember how he showed great excitement for a bag of nothing, just to please the one he loved. 1 o'clock in the morning. You're still angry. Gone. Dust is gray and thick on the windowsill. I pour gin over ice, swallow it, and wait for the day that I can make things right again. Number eight, 4 cigarettes left in a pack, 10 cigarettes snubbed in a tray, 6 cigarettes smoked, but not by me. Some brains yearn, neon lights, soft glow of a television screen satisfies mine. Creature of the night is still a creature come day. Someone argues it's certain death, receives replies, it's just depression and survivable. Shitty shift work, love learns distance. Shadows stretch like gum. Eggs cook in a skillet. Strong coffee smells better than a $60 bottle of perfume. 3 o'clock in the morning. Cleared throat. Cocked head. 4 o'clock in the morning. Hot shower water runs down my body like high hope towards the drain. There's one more piece I'm going to read. And it's called Editing a Poem, and it's for Jason Baldinger. This was written after the Kansas City Throwdown, and it's Editing a Poem. Heart soaked with 39th Street bustle, A table for 10 at Jazz. Po' boys on plates. Po' bodies in seats shooting shit. Cut the first 10, cut the last 4. Make them vanish. Bermuda triangles on a tongue. Tank 7 in veins. And hours later, you pulled the pins out of your words like they were grenades as you marched the soldiers in the sea through the paths of your heart, where ghosts leave stardust residue on the brims of whiskey glasses just for luck.